You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Following on from Sam, I spoke to Gary Harwood, a hunting advocate based in the Kaimanawa, about conservation from the perspective of someone who pulls the trigger, and why keeping the blue duck around is a good thing for everybody, and why he thinks the future of conservation should look like.
What was the process of, you know, actually going about this conservation effort? So how did it all go with Doc? I'm just curious as to, you know, what was the lead up like?
Right, well, we're Kaimanawa Hunter Liaison Group is a group of people that meet with the Department of Conservation two or three times a year, locally in Taupo here. We're made up of members of the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association, Taupo branch, Hunters and Habitats, which is a local hunter club as well, and also the Central Northland Seeker Foundation. So we meet with representatives of all those clubs, meet with the Department of Conservation in Taupo two or three times a year, and just discuss matters of mutual interest regarding the Kaimanawa Forest Park. And also we help with projects, like we supply volunteers who do things like hut maintenance, track maintenance, like clearing tracks and those sort of things for the Department of Conservation to help them out. And we supply volunteers to carry out those sort of jobs. And from there, at the last meeting we had with the Department of Conservation on the 20th of June this year, we expressed an interest of being involved in predator control, which the department thought was a great idea, and I guess we then decided which area is the most appropriate, and we decided, or we agreed that the area of the headwaters of the Mohaka River, which is the Kaiapo and the Omaru streams, needed the blue duck population there needed protecting. There's only sort of about two pair left on each, or one pair left on each stream, so that was quite urgent to get something happening there.
I was just curious, you know, because within the kind of circles that I think that I know for a fact that I hang out with, right, hunting isn't particularly seen in a very sort of positive light, mostly because, you know, they're animals and we think they're cute and they're fluffy. So I was just curious, you know, as to, you know, why you thought it was important to conserve the duck numbers. Is it because, you know, they have a lot of environmental benefits, or is it simply because, you know, conserving the duck population now means a bigger population in the future potentially for hunting?
No, look, I mean, the blue ducks are protected. They're native to New Zealand. In actual fact, New Zealand's the only place in the world where they're found. So there's only about 3,000 of them left in the world. So they're in danger. They're endangered species. They're on the endangered list. And I guess going back to the question about hunters, I mean, yeah, hey, look, I guess the perception is hunters are out there shooting things and doing that sort of stuff, but it's not all they do. Hunters are actually very, very strong conservationists. I mean, we go out there. I'm a keen hunter myself. I get out at least once or twice a week, every week. And so is my son. He comes with me, and we go out hunting together. But yeah, hunters, it's not all about shooting something. It's about being out in that environment. I guess we get into places where other people don't get, because we get off the tracks and into the bush and way across the open tops up into the into the Southern Alps and the Kaimanawa Ranges, those sort of places where a lot of people just don't go. But we enjoy seeing, I mean, I get as much of a thrill out of getting a photo of a blue duck or a falcon or a kaka or a kea, any of those sort of native birds, and getting home, downloading it on the computer and saying, well, what a cool photo. I get as much satisfaction out of seeing those native species out there as I do of, shooting a deer and taking it home and putting it in the fridge for meat on the table. So it's hunters have, the perception is hunters go at killing things all the time, but it's not the right, it's not true actually. It's we are very strong conservation minded, because we do enjoy seeing the native species out there, and that's a lot of the reason we go out there, is just to go out in the hills and observe other wildlife and other native birds and what have you.
I'm just curious, you know, are there any, do you have any sort of plans for the future as far as, you know, native life, native bird conservation efforts? So any other species further down the track that you'd think of doing something similar for?
Absolutely. This is just a start, really. So the project has been funded by the club. So New Zealand Deerstalkers put in 5,000. New Zealand Deerstalkers Taupo Club put in $5,000. Hunters and Habitats put in $5,000. Department of Conservation Taupo put in $5,000, and Bailey's Real Estate in Taupo put in $5,000 on behalf of the Seeker Foundation. So it's all been funded by hunter groups, and Bailey's Real Estate is a major sponsor for one of the groups. So, and all the volunteers that went in and put these traps in last weekend were hunters as well. So it's just a totally hunter-led initiative. As far as other initiatives go, yeah, absolutely. Our aim is to protect the Kaiapo stream. It's the next stream on the list is the Omaru, which is the other main tributary of the Mohaka River. So where those two rivers meet, that's the headwaters of the Mohaka River. And then we're going to talk with private landowners and hopefully continue on down the Mohaka. So we've got some really extensive plans for that area. Also, we do fly-in hunts to remote parts of the Kaimanawas. We've heard Kiwis in there. There's two or three very fragile populations of Kiwis, so they're going to be next on our to-do list, because we want to go in and protect those as well and have them breeding, breed up a viable population. So, absolutely, we've got more projects in mind.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.